Hello and welcome to We Were Hit by a Horse Truck and Got Isekai'd into Equestria. I am your host, the internet's beloved princess, Graceful Spark. With me as always is my darling co-host, Spilled Beans. How you doing today, Beans?
I am very Spilled. It's been a busy few weeks for us.
That it has. Getting your house forward will do that to you.
Yeah, like, I thought the worst we'd have to deal with is fixing one wall and maybe some minor rearrangement inside.
Yep. And, well, dear listener, you're about to find out all about that and more in Season 1, Episode 10, The Trouble with Tribbles. No, wait, shit. Swarm of the Century. Original air date December 17th, 2010.
Oh, boy. I'm glad the podcasting equipment was well secured, though.
Yeah. My microphone does look an awful lot like an apple, or possibly a wingless Paris bright. It's possible they just fucked it instead of, trying to eat it.
Yeah, I'm still unclear about how the reproduction happens there. Although, regardless, we know Rarity is upset about it. We're getting way ahead of ourselves.
I mean, wouldn't you be upset if someone, like, just kind of shot a baby at your eye?
I mean, if you talk to the right kind of person, like, that actually is a thing I'm into, but that's more of a... It's more of, you know... I don't know how to put this in a way that's podcast friendly at this point.
Dear, I don't know what you could say that would be podcast unfriendly.
Look, I just like it when I suck horse dick, okay?
Well, yes, like... that. Like, spooge is fine. Like, I understand cum. I know you like cum, dear. But, like, a whole-ass baby. Like, a child. Like, after the cum's gotten to incubate with some other stuff for a while and has turned into a person.
You, a baby. Me. Well-aged cum.
fuck. Excellent vintage.
I prefer my babies fresh. I think it's the word. This is a bad way of saying this.
Yeah. Oh, can I get the spooge on the side?
Well, welcome back, listeners.
I guess you could say we've been a little pent up.
Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah, we're gonna have to talk about these events eventually.
Yeah. Well, we open with, we get to meet Fluttershy. Well, we already knew Fluttershy, but she's, you know, out there gathering flowers for the princess, which no one ever gathers flowers for me, but, you know, whatever. And,
Would you like me to? Like, I can go out on some walks and get some. It's usually like we go for walks together, and it's weird to gather you flowers while we're just, you know, out on a walk together.
Yeah. It's the sort of thing where it's like, I don't really care about flowers one way or the other. I mean, they're nice, but yeah, I'm not a huge flower head or anything. But, you know.
Okay.
Sometimes you see what you're missing out on, you're like, ah, dang. I didn't realize that was part of the deal.
Alright, I'm just gonna... Don't mind me just making a little note to myself over here, don't... Yeah.
Fucking gay horse.
Right? But there's a squirrel who shows up with perhaps an ill omen.
Yeah, a dandelion. And Fluttershy's like, oh, that dandelion's not good enough for the princess. She only likes good flowers.
Yeah.
And then, the squirrel's all disappointed about it. And, which, a lot of people consider dandelions to be weeds. I can see how, like, maybe a bouquet of dandelions wouldn't come off very well.
Especially when, like, they've gone white and they're just, like, the little poof of seeds. Because those just... Like, we see them. The wind comes through and just blows them all off. And
yeah.
Like, I don't know. Just straight up, like, when they're flowering, dandelions are pretty cute.
And when there
isn't wind blowing around, you just have, like, the nice little puffball at the end. That's also pretty good.
Yeah. And you get to blow in the puffball and watch the seeds fly around. It's fun.
Yeah, that is fair.
But perhaps not part of a bouquet you're going to give someone, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it would be silly to expect a squirrel to understand that, so what are you going to do? Anyway, a Paraspray shows up. I forget how exactly we get there, but,
It just arrives. It just happens to be present.
Yep. And dear listeners, whenever we say a Parasprite, imagine just, like, a circle with a face and some, like, dragonfly wings.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, it's, like, about the size of your hoof, and it's just a ball with, like, pair of green eyes and some, like, fly wings on the back. Like, they're weirdly cute, but...
Yeah. Yeah, everyone does think they're very cute.
All I'm gonna say is, Fluttershy appreciates cute orbs.
Yeah, she's an orb liker.
Yeah.
And really, who can blame her?
Correct. Mm. Yeah, like, the Parasprite's, like, looking at a random bucket of apples that are left out. I guess one of the apple family, just... I don't know why the bucket's there, but, like...
Well,
she tries to, like, smash one of the apples for the Parasprite to eat, and the Parasprite just eats the entire bucket's worth of apples instead.
Yeah. Well, time to leave a bucket of apples on this stump, as I always do. Bye!
It's my offering to the creatures of the woods! If we don't do this, the Yetis will get us!
Good old apple bucket stump. You're always there for me.
Yeah. But yeah, somehow that this Parasprite eating like 20 times its body weight in apple does not concern Fluttershy at all.
Mm-hmm.
And she just lets it burrow into her fucking mane. Yeah, which
it does look very comfy in there.
Yes, this is fair. It does.
If I were an orb, I would enjoy being in Fluttershy's mane.
Look, all I'm saying is I want to snooze with my nose resting in that mane at some point.
Mm-hmm. I
have to figure that out at some point.
Yeah.
We'll do a slumber party or something.
Yeah. Get a nice, like, three-way horse, horse cuddle.
Exactly.
Get a pile going. That'd be good.
Yeah.
We cut over to Twilight in her library. At some point, the theme song happens. But we cut over to Twilight in her library. It's a mess. And Spike is like, Twilight's like, hey, come on, this is going to clean itself up. And Spike is clearly not enjoying this. Because this is Twilight's fault, make no mistake. It is like this because of her. And he's like, oh, it didn't mess itself up either. Like, maybe you should read the books one at a time and put them away when you're done, Twilight.
Look, I have ADHD. I know how hard it is to put stuff away back on a shelf once you've used it. I get it. But also, goddammit, Twilight, you got magic. Fix this.
Yeah, like, well, at least, like, accept your responsibility here. Like, yeah, Spike is there to help, but, like, you can put the books back with your mind. Like, I don't know, I like to think I would put things away a lot more if I could levitate them into place without having to get up.
Yeah, I mean... It's helped a lot for me, just being able to be like, oh man, I should put that back on the shelf, and like, I can stay comfortably loafed on a couch and just brain lift it back into place.
Yeah, and it really helps to be able to say, Beans, can you put this away for me?
You don't have anything you need to put away right now? Okay.
No, maybe when I finish my drink, dear.
Alright, okay.
I know you're such a good, eager little maid, but I don't have anything to do for you right now. Sorry about the false alarm.
Speaking of maidification, Spike does not seem to appreciate his when Twilight shoves the feather duster into his hand.
Yeah, so we kind of get the main thrust of this episode, which is Princess Celestia is coming, and Spike is like, what's the big deal? She's just kind of coming, you know, for a casual visit.
Yes, okay, thank you for clarifying.
Princess Celestia is going to come... bust a load on the lawn and then leave. This is a high honor.
3 a.m. while wearing her Batman costume.
He just comes and leaves a big, you know, a nice warm pile that congeals. And then
she leaves.
Where
do you think ponies come from?
They just crawl out of the cum pile.
Yeah. Just once the babies have aged like a fine vintage long enough, they turn into ponies. That's how this works.
Yeah.
Clearly.
It's it's like salmon spawning, right? The horses lay their eggs in a pile, and then Princess Celestia comes down and fertilizes them with a big pile of horse cum, and then the eggs hatch.
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know why it stuck out to me so much, but there is the line that Twilight says that there is nothing casual about royalty.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about that?
I mean, I get it, right? Like, when I'm in super princess femme mode, I wear the big, ridiculous hoop skirt, and I, you know, oh, yeah, I dress up fancy. I like that. It's a fun gender.
Yeah, but okay, all right.
I get that, like, right, if, you know, the head of state comes to town, it's going to be a fancy occasion no matter what, right? Like,
yeah, that's fair.
Like, even if the princess came to town, like, you know, whatever, you know, don't make a big deal about this. Like, it's not like she's going to show up in her horse sweatpants and, like, all she wants to do is yell at the TV, right? Like,
I'm sorry, I am thinking about Celestia in horse sweatpants, though, and it is a trip.
Yeah. I hope she gets to be comfy sometimes.
She seems quite comfy most of the time, actually.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe that's just me.
She doesn't have to wear clothes, and she gets carried everywhere. It seems like a good life, pretty cozy, which is part of being a princess.
Ah, duly noted.
And I get it, right? Like, even when I'm, like, being casual, it's still nice to be called princess. Even if nobody's, you know, kissing my feet or whatever, it's still nice to, you know, be referred to properly, even if I want to wear my horse sweatpants and yell at the TV.
Have we figured out if it's apocryphal or, like, no, blasphemous to call you princess yet? Like, I don't think we haven't seemed to gotten any, like, negative pushback from Twilight or, you know, Celestia kicking down our door or something.
Yeah, I think most ponies would interpret it as, like, an endearing pet name or, like, a excuse me, princess type thing.
Ah, excellent. Okay, I need to know, is there a fucking Link Zelda pony? Is there a Mr. Link Zelda in this pony universe we live in?
I've seen a lot of fan art of that very thing.
Oh, no. I wonder if he gets canonized at some point. We can only find out as we go.
I looked up Link Legend of Zelda Pony, and I got... Did you mean Epona? No, I didn't, but thank you for asking.
It's a little concerning that your internet search can actually reach that far outside of Equestria.
Well, you know, I think it's all part of being a mad scientist horse.
Yeah, that's
okay,
fair.
So apparently this did in fact happen, and in the background of one episode we do in fact see a brown pony with that kind of, you know, white thing on his muzzle, with blonde hair, a green kind of cap like Link wears, pulling a cart full of rupees, and he has a heart container cutie mark.
I'm actually legitimately impressed they didn't just give him a Triforce cutie mark.
Yeah.
They gave him something a little bit more subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's actually pretty good. Well, I can't wait to meet him and have him just scream "Hey-ya!" once and then run away and be chased by chickens out of town.
Yeah, and then he'll somersault through all our pots, take the money out of them, and maybe cut some grass.
Link, part-time hero, full-time lawnmower. Okay.
I don't remember much about. I think it was Ocarina of Time, where, like, I was like, ah, how am I going to mow all this grass? How am I going to cut all this grass? Until, of course, you come through and cut it all.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think when you do, he's mad at you, because then he has to do something else.
He was enjoying procrastinating.
Yeah.
Now he's got to go find something else to procrastinate about.
Yeah, like, ah, damn it. Next up is something I can actually do.
And I kind of miss being in the human world, just because I now don't get the weird witchcraft that is, like, Legend of Zelda speedruns. Because, if you want to see why speedrunning's amazing, listener, and you don't already know, just, like, go listen to someone explain how Legend of Zelda speedruns go. Mm-hmm. It's baffling. I love it. We do need to keep talking about this episode, though.
Yeah.
This horrible time of our lives.
Yeah, so Spike says something like, well, you know, this would be easier if we weren't, like, constantly tripping over each other, which seems like a weird thing to say.
Under each other's feet.
There we go. Which
also weird.
Yeah, Spike has feet. I guess that makes sense for him to say. But, and then Twilight's like, you're right, you clean, I'll go check on everyone else.
This was the Spike being grumpy about matification I was talking about.
Yeah.
Twilight decides to be a town foreman on party preparation or something.
Yeah,
this should be Pinkie Pie's job.
Yeah.
Or the mayor's.
Yeah, I guess Twilight is the one who, like, knows Celestia or whatever. Or, because I don't think she's, like, it doesn't seem like Twilight is officially in charge of this or something. She just, like, decided to go check on it.
Yeah, she decided to be a busybody.
Yeah, because the first thing she does is she comes across Berry Punch and Carrot Top hanging a banner that says, Welcome, Princess Celeste, and it cuts off there because they ran out of room on the banner.
Remember, everyone, measure twice, cut one.
And then Twilight tells him, like, well, do it again.
Yeah, Twilight does not like Celeste. She's not a fan of platformers. You gotta do it again.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't... They even spelled that wrong. It cuts off after the T.
Oh, yeah.
But she does walk up to Bon Bon, who's watering some flowers, and say she's doing a good job.
Which, yes, correct. Bon Bon is always doing a good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Twilight goes over to the Mr. and Mrs. Cake's place. And, like, hey, how's that banquet coming along? It seems weird that the banquet would be, like, all desserts, but maybe there's actual food being prepared for the princess later, somewhere else.
I mean, Applejack's missing for most of the first half of this episode, right? Like,
yeah.
I thought she was off making, you know, some pies and stuff. Yeah. We got other people who do food prep.
Yeah.
Either way, these sweets aren't getting to Celestia, because the royal taste tester is just fucking devouring cakes in one bite.
Yeah, Pinky elects herself the royal taster and eats all the cake.
Like, having come back to now existing in the world, after having, you know, watched the first three seasons years ago, man, I was starting to like Pinkie Pie again. Like, it's weird to say, but, like, I was actually kind of warming up to Pinkie Pie. I remembered why I don't like Pinkie Pie.
Yeah, this just seems like, come on, Pinkie Pie, like, this is your job, like, come on.
You literally are a baker, you are their, like, live-in apprentice. Why haven't they just, like, kicked you out for this?
Yeah, like, they're busy enough already, Pinkie, come on.
Yeah, Pinkie also says a very interesting thing, that, like, this food is fit enough for a king, or queen, or princess.
Yeah.
But, like, their tangible deity that is coming to visit is a princess?
Yeah.
Are there kings and queens in Equestria? Were there before?
Well, even if there aren't, I think there's, like, other places have kings and queens. Like, I think the Griffins have a king or something like that.
Yeah, but, like, we both live in North America. I think it would be a little weird for me to be like, ah, yes, this meal is fit for a shogun. Like... especially coming from Fluttershy, or sorry, from Pinkie Pie, rather, that seems very out of place.
Yeah, like, because you see where, from a metatextual perspective, it makes sense, because a meal fit for a king is a phrase we say, but Pinkie Pie is, like, realizing they don't have a king, and she's kind of grasping at straws until she hits on what they do have.
Yeah, which, like, I know a little while ago I posited the theory that, like, the two princesses, like, killed their parents or whatever in some, like, deleted history. Is this Pinkie Pie knowing about that because she's an avatar of chaos that can see past the fourth wall?
Like, it's either that or, like, they clearly have the notion of a king, right? You don't have to have a king to know what they are.
But it
is weird that, like, the two princesses are the heads of state.
Yeah.
Well, that does happen in some places. That's what a principality is when you have a prince that's in charge.
Hmm.
Is Equestria a princessipality?
I guess? But, like, Celestia's just existed for, like, thousands of years, even though she seems to have, like, nieces and shit, or
yeah,
she's like the one nephew that Rarity wanted to marry, which is just baffling. But yeah, like, I don't know. It's causing some very interesting questions on a theological and historic angle in this world we live, and I'm not sure if I'm comfortable to explore them.
Yeah, it does raise questions of, like, what does Equestria's royal family tree look like?
Yeah.
But, regardless, Pinkie Pie talks about how these have to be fit to touch the royal tongue, and then she sticks her tongue out and touches it. When Pinkie Pie eats the cake, it, like, the cake has a crown on it, and then Pinkie Pie eats the cake, wears the crown, her face is covered in frosting like a beard. That particular image did show up a lot in the fandom. The cake-bearded Pinkie King was a decently common vector image for a while.
A despotic ruler.
The damned King Cake. Cake King.
We all knew him as King Cake, but his true name was Pie.
I was actually the Duke of Cheesecake.
How dreadful. Oh, fuck. But at least Twilight doesn't get to have this conversation with Pinkie Pie about what the fuck a king is.
Yeah.
Because Fluttershy does, like, kick in the door and do an epic skid in, and by that I mean she, like, pops and slides, like, 2 inches. It's fucking very adorable. I love Fluttershy.
Horse Akira bike slide.
Yeah. My brain was just screaming deja vu.
And while Fluttershy is talking, Pinkie Pie, like, rolls her tongue out onto the table under a cake and just kind of eats it, swallows it whole in one bite.
Yeah, she does more cake for, because why not?
Yeah. And then Fluttershy's like, hey, look, I found this Parasprite, and, I found this cute orb. Isn't it great? And then 3 of them pop out of her mane. Fluttershy's like, that's weird, there used to just be one, and then Twilight takes one. It's like, oh, this is cute. And Pinkie Pie is like, I don't want that, I need a trombone.
Yeah, like, do Parasprites have some sort of, like, hypno-mummification aura, where everyone who sees one just wants to turn into a, like, fawning idiot?
I think they're just cute. Because, like, even later...
Yeah.
Because, like, even later on, like, once our main characters are, like, aware of the problem, they stop liking them immediately.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, again, this is the Trouble with Tribbles episode of Star Trek, but with horse. Mm.
Yeah, and with horse and weird orb flies.
Yeah, instead of, like, fluffy things.
Yeah.
And Twilight mentions is like, oh, Spike needs a friend so he doesn't bother me while I'm studying.
Yeah, way to fucking dunk on your little brother's / like,
assistant.
Lesser citizen.
Yeah. Yeah, so Pinkie Pie is like, why would I want a Parasprite? Ugh. I need a trombone, and then leaves. And I'll come up later.
Yeah. The thing I really love is that, like, Fluttershy, the person who's, like, entire job in the town is to look after animals, and Twilight, the fucking book nerd who lives in a library, both of them hear the name Parasprite, and neither of them are like, hey, Pinky, what the fuck did you just say? Like, what?
Yeah.
You know these things? Like, Pinky, you seem to have some information. You could tell us that.
Yeah.
Rather than just storming out.
That is the thing that, like, really bugs me about this episode, is that, like, Pinkie Pie clearly knows about these things, but she doesn't say anything. She knows what they are, and, like,
yeah.
Twilight doesn't, like, ask for more information. Pinkie Pie doesn't volunteer anything, right? Like, it would be very easy for her to say, oh, I don't know, yeah, these things will eat you out of house and home if you don't get rid of them right now. I need all of these instruments to do that. We used to get these all the time when I was growing up, or whatever. But if she did that, there'd be no episode. So here we are.
Yeah, like, once again, I come back to, like, hi, these girls were able to become good enough friends to fucking defeat Moon Satan. But, like, they can't be good enough friends to, like, communicate.
Yeah, like, Pinkie Pie, please volunteer just a little bit more information. Like, why wouldn't you, right?
Yeah. It's a whole mess. And then we get to Rarity, right? Like, that's next? Twilight goes and visits Rarity?
Yeah, so Rarity is force-hemming Rainbow Dash. And,
My notes here says, Rainbow Dash is dressed like My Chemical Femboy.
It's kind of like this big old, like, it's like a big, like, Marie Antoinette-style wig, but it's only hair on the sides.
It's got, like, big, like, marching band energy if it was all pink and gold.
Yeah, but it has, like, the little, like, rolls of hair you would expect from a powdered wig on the sides.
Yeah, it's a whole mess.
Yeah. As they say, Rainbow Dash always dresses in style.
she doesn't seem to think this is style, unfortunately.
The phrase Rainbow Dash always dresses in style comes from an earlier generation of pony.
Yes.
But yes.
I think we had this conversation when we did my dark bit.
Yeah, yeah. Your dit, if you will.
Oh, no, I kind of like dark bit more, but dit is good.
A little dit. Yeah, so, yeah. Rainbow Dash does not like this. She keeps complaining about, like, oh, I don't like this. I'm bored. Yeah. Which really just seems to be bratting so that Rarity will force him her harder.
Yeah.
Because, like, she doesn't say, like, I don't like being dressed up like this. This is uncomfortable. She's saying, you know, do it more.
Yeah. Like, this is why I don't like bratty subs.
Mm-hmm.
The few times I've ever, like, tried to be Dommy, bratty subs are the quickest way to make me be like, well, everything I'm doing is wrong and I'm going into a depression spiral now. Hooray!
Yeah, yeah. Like, tell me what you want! Like, so I can do it to you. Come on!
This is why I'd like to be a loud sub, because then it's very clear. Anyway, I'm going to continue sipping my coffee and blushing now.
It's very cute when you're loud, dear.
I wonder if, like, Squeeze can hear us from across the road.
Aw. Well, only one way to find out.
Oh, does that make it better or worse?
Well, I bet if I nibble your ear, we'll find out. If I kiss that horn, or just, you know, get all close to you, whisper cute things in your ear. Just, you know, enjoy your company.
Oh, it's nice to snuggle up in front of the recording equipment again.
Yeah, I miss this.
Yeah.
Oh, my darling little horse. My little pony.
Well, whoa. Okay, once we're done peeking in on Rarity and Rainbow Dash having their kink scene, we follow Twilight back to her home, in which Spike has done perfect cleaning.
Yeah, so Twilight has a Paris Bride and Remain. She gives one each to Rainbow Dash and Rarity.
Oh yeah.
Pinkie Pie. Yeah, Pinkie Pie comes in. She's like, I need an accordion. And this through line continues throughout the episode. Pinkie Pie shows up, needs some random musical instrument, and then leaves. Again, whenever someone's like, Pinkie Pie, we need your help to deal with the Paris Bride, she's like, yeah, that's why I need a trombone. And then, but then, like, if she would just say one additional sentence, such as,
that's how we'll get rid of the Paris Brights?
Like, if she said, like, I know how to deal with Paris Brights, you know, I have to build this one-man band contraption, that would solve it.
Yeah. I know my future is going to involve being fucked by a Weird Al, so I gotta get this whole one-man band thing down now. So we can have the correct fucking.
Yeah, I mean, that is how you seduce Weird Al. I understand that.
Yes.
It's like a Harvest Moon game, where if you build the one-man band in the first act, you can romance Weird Al in the second.
You know, when we agreed to start doing this podcast, even before we were hit by the truck, I was not expecting how many times we talk about fucking Weird Al. But it is good.
It is. I love it so much. It is one of my favorite pony facts, which is that Pinkie Pie and Weird Al end up together. It's so good. It's so perfect.
Oh, they do kind of deserve each other. Actually, yeah. No, I think Weird Al deserves better, but you know what? Whatever. It's fine.
Yeah. I like Weird Al. I'm glad Cheese Sandwich is, one assumes, happy with Pinkie Pie.
Yes, we can hope so.
Yeah.
They do definitely have a very similar energy.
Oh, exactly, exactly. Like, who else would you ship him with, right? Like, he's a Pinkie Pie.
Yeah. See, I'm thinking about it now, and I do very much love the idea of Weird Al and Rarity. That is just a baffling situation.
Yeah, it'd be a real odd couple situation, but I think they could have fun together.
We would find out that, yes, in fact, love wins.
Love wins.
Love wins. Okay.
And then, yes, Twilight goes back to the library where it is spotless, it is sparkling, and Spike is exhausted. He's already sleeping in his little basket, tucked in next to the Parasprite.
Yeah.
And, he's tucked in with his orb, and,
Yep.
Yeah, they all go to bed, and in the morning, the room is just full of Parasprites.
Yeah, Twilight gets woken up by multiple Parasprites snoring, like, right next to her head.
Yep. And, Spike has he's just covered with them in his little basket, and when he sits up, he has Parasprites over his eyes, which,
yeah,
that was one of my favorite, like, meme images from back in the day was, like, it's the picture of Spike, like, sitting up in his basket with Parasprites over his eyes and his mouth kind of open, and the text over it said, "These are not my eyeglasses."
Oh, yeah, I was... As soon as I peeked in that window and saw that, I knew there'd be some fandom content around that. It's good content. Oh, I'm glad that I'm starting to really get a hoof on the pulse of, like, what the fans really caught on to, since, like, I wasn't, like, active as part of the fandom at that time.
This isn't the exact picture, but it's close enough.
Yeah. Oh.
The problem is when I search for... Yeah, these are not my glasses, My Little Pony. I just get, like, Rainbow Dash-themed sunglasses.
Oh, yikes. Yeah, I do recognize this image.
Yeah. This was up there with, it's a picture of Applejack, like, with her head pressed against the ground, and it says, "Tell me your secrets, grass."
Oh, I cannot wait for that. It's very good.
Yeah, so, the Parasprites are causing problems, they're eating things. We kind of cut to, cut around.
Yeah, they're like knocking stuff off of the shelves. Like, basically they're undoing all of Spike's hard work.
Yeah. And you know, it's bad. We cut over to Rainbow Dash, who is they just keep hugging her and like trying to be close to her, and even as she tries to shake him off, until they like become a beard on her. She's wearing a beard of Parasprites at one point.
Yeah, well, she wears that beard for a bit, but like right before the beard, they did like turn into a swimsuit or like like bra and underwear for like arrangement for a second, and it is real fucking weird to see that on a pony.
Wearing my bug underwear.
And, yeah, and to her credit, she seems to understand that the concept of like human underwear or swimsuit, whatever, like on human, like on pony body, is not something the world should understand or observe. Mm-hmm. But I do love her Sky Palace Dyke castle.
It's very good to just like make a cool castle out of clouds and then live in it.
Yeah. Gosh, I kind of wish I was a Pegasus. Yeah. Just have a cool sky castle.
Yeah, and I could rub your wings and hear you make good noises when I did that.
Hey. Fuck.
But they'd be so sensitive.
I'm
I'll just have to you know, smooch your horn. That'll have to do for now.
Yeah.
Maybe rub those ears, you know. Appreciate how soft they are.
I know at some point Twilight turns into an alicorn. I've seen some of those images before we got here. Like, I don't know, maybe we find out how that happened.
Yeah.
Be good. Either way.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe Celestia will promote you to be some kind of coffee princess. One assumes not. My darling Sunset Shimmer didn't even get promoted, but what are you gonna do?
Yeah, well, we'll see when we get there, and we'll see if the argument holds that I should apply for princesshood.
Yeah, maybe you'll be one of those wingling horses.
Aw, baby. But yeah, we go from Rainbow Dash's weird bug beard to
Rarities.
Yeah.
Yeah, we cut over to the Carousel Boutique where, yeah, they're being very helpful. The Parasprites are like holding up cloth for her and such. It's like, oh, you're so helpful. And then like one of them vomits a hairball on her eye, and then that just sort of turns into another Parasprite.
Yeah, Rarity is just disgusted by the miracle of birth.
I mean, if like a cat threw up a hairball in your eye and then it just like turned into a kitten, that'd be pretty gross.
A bit? I don't know if I'd quite have Rarity's level of hating all Parasprites as soon as she knows where they come from. Like, I don't know. She's the frou-frou horse, and I don't quite agree with that stance, but whatever.
Yeah, like, I think having, like, a ball of wet hair spit into my open eyeball would, like, annoy me. I think that would be unpleasant.
Yes. It would be unpleasant. I don't know if I would... Because, like, I mean, you've dealt with my bird being around. Yeah. She just poops wherever she wants to, and, like, I just clean up after it. Like, that's just...
Yeah, you're a very good maid, dear.
That's just how bird ownership... Hey.
Isn't she, folks? Very good cleaning horse.
I've been so busy doing things that aren't cuddling up next to the equipment that...
You're so pent up. I get it. Miss being close to you too, dear.
Yeah.
Anyways, Pinkie Pie comes in and she's like, hey, do you have a harmonica? And at some point they all wind up at Fluttershy's house, like, hey, I wonder if Fluttershy, our animal knower, knows anything about these.
I noticed I actually made a note of what Pinkie Pie said, because like Rarity's like, oh no, Pinkie Pie, we've got a problem. And Pinkie's response is, you've got a problem, all right, and the banjo is the only answer.
Yeah.
Which, like, okay, good line, all right.
Yeah.
You could say one more sentence.
Yeah, like, that's the thing, right, is, like, Pinkie Pie just needs to elaborate a little bit more. Like, the moral of the episode is something about, like, not listening to your friends, but, like,
yeah,
Pinkie Pie doesn't even try, right? Like, she doesn't even say, like, any information that would help. Or, yeah, like, explains her... She doesn't explain herself at all.
Yeah, she just expects her friends to jump in on another one of her weird schemes when, like, she is the character who cries wolf on things being super important and they're not.
Yeah, like all she has to say is one additional sentence, which is, I've dealt with Parasprites before and this is how you get rid of them. But she doesn't. She doesn't even try.
Yeah, it's really fucking frustrating.
Yeah.
But yeah, we get to Fluttershy's place afterwards.
Yeah, which again, it's weird that they're all like, oh, let's go talk to Fluttershy, our animal understander, even though, like, Fluttershy has no idea what these are, but Pinkie Pie does. She says she recognizes these things, and she knows what they're called, and she seems to know what to do about them, but no one even thinks to ask her.
Well, because every time they even try and talk to her, she's like, oh no, I don't have time to talk, I need to go find a fucking tuba.
Yeah.
So they think she's just being weird as shit, which, I mean, she is, she's Pinkie Pie, but, like, they all seem to kind of write her off as just not being helpful.
Yeah.
Which, like, I generally don't like to blame the person that's in Pinkie Pie's shoes in this situation, but, like, holy shit, Pinkie Pie, you're the only one who has a solution here? Fucking talk to people, please.
Yeah.
Use words.
Yeah, like, she's all exasperated that nobody is helping her or going along with her, but, like, you didn't tell them why. Like, they're missing the crucial context of why you're doing this or why they should help.
Right? Like, it's a real mess.
Yeah. Like, it's not like she's trying to explain it and no one listens to her, which is what the episode thinks it's about. It's about Pinkie Pie not saying what she wants everyone to hear.
Yeah, like...
That's the really frustrating thing about this episode.
Yeah.
No, you're correct. Like, they're not listening to her because she's not saying anything. She's not saying what she needs to say. Because it's the only reason this episode works, right? Is because, like, she doesn't say the thing she's supposed to say.
Yeah, she's just bad at being a friend. And, like, to be fair, the other girls aren't great to her either, but, like, there is a chain of escalation going on, and it always feels like Pinkie Pie is the one making things worse on that front.
Yeah, which, like, I get it. It can be frustrating when, like, you have an idea in your head and you're having difficulty getting it to other people. Like, you're having difficulty explaining or putting it into words, either because, like, you can't find the words or because other people aren't listening. But she's not even trying, right? Like, she's not even saying, like, I need an accordion because I know how to deal with parasprites. Or she didn't even say, like, I don't like parasprites. She didn't even say, like, oh, that's a parasprite. I don't like those. I don't want one because they will eat everything. And I know how to get rid of them, and I have to do that now.
Like, to take a step, like, a little further step back for writing this, like, if we want this to be more about, like, listen to your friends even if you don't understand them, which is the moral this is going for, like, if she was disgusted by parasprites out of the gate, and just like, oh no, I don't want one of those things, fuck that, like, I don't understand why any of you do want them, they're monsters, like, if she was like that, and everyone's like, nah, Pinky, look at them, they're fine, like, they're adorable, like, take one, Pinky, and she, and, like, the conversation being her, like, actually saying no, and her friends not respecting that, and then, like, her just being, like, getting frustrated and going off and starting the instrument hunt, like, and then, like, tweaks in how these conversations go of her, like, her not saying, like, the baseline point, but getting at least a little deeper and at least, like, actually talking about why, she, like, even if it's just like, hey, I need a trombone to get rid of the bugs. And, like, Rarity's like, oh no, but these bugs are so helpful. I don't want you to get rid of them. And then, like, Fluttershy leaves, and then we have the spit in Rarity's eye bit. Like, there are ways that this could have been organized to get the point across that the episode's trying to be about.
Yeah. But, yeah, and if they'd done that, then, like, we would have had less screen time wasted with, like, plans that don't work. But I do have to fill a runtime, right? That's the crucial thing.
But then you have, like, okay, Pinkie Pie, we get there a problem, but, like, you're saying you need, like, some, like, symbols or whatever. We're just gonna, you know, do Applejack's plan, because that makes more sense. And, like, having that be the discussion? And Pinkie Pie getting more frustrated from that, because, like, she is not explaining why her plan would work, and her friends are better at explaining that kind of stuff, which is why the other people, like, if it was the main five refusing to listen to Pinkie Pie just because, like, she's trying to explain and just not getting through to them.
Yeah.
And, like, and they're trying other shit, that would be so much better than just, like, her showing up, like, three quarters of the way into every scene to ask for an instrument and then vanish again.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it would be pretty reasonable for her to, like, explain what she's going to do, but everyone's like, you know, that sounds ridiculous, Pinkie Pie. Like, we're not going to do that. That seems like a waste of time. Like, that would have been a much, that would have served the moral much better.
And, yeah, like, yeah, it would have hit that moral much harder.
Yeah, like, if... Yeah, like, if she had said, like, oh, my granny Pinky told me about these things, like, they told us how they, you know, ate all the crops or whatever, and the only way to deal with them is to assemble a really good super-duper bandimatron, and everyone's like, okay, Pinkie Pie, you do whatever the hell that is, we'll go do our plan that seems like it would work, that would make a lot more sense, but that's not what we got.
Yeah. Yeah, the... So the gang go and check on Fluttershy.
Yeah.
Right?
And her house is just... and her house is just full to the brim with parasprites.
Yeah, they open the door and it's just a fucking typhoon of parasprites flying out.
Yeah, and she's... And Fluttershy's like, I've tried begging with them, I've tried pleading with them, I've tried beseeching them, and I'm all out of ideas.
And so, yeah, she says that, like, she's tried everything she knows, and, like, Fluttershy... You remember the dragon that you scolded and it worked?
Yeah.
Hey, maybe you should try scolding these. Like, I don't think it would work, but, like, that would be such a good, like, little bit of character growth and, like, callback of, like, her saying that and there being a pause and then, like, her trying scolding them as well, like, doing the mom voice on them, and that doesn't work either. It's just, like, the start of everyone's failed plans to try and get rid of all the parasprites is, like, step one, Fluttershy tries mom voice and it doesn't work. Ugh, it would have been, like, 30 seconds tops, and it could have added more depth to the step. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's like, what something the show tries to do with Fluttershy a lot, and it works pretty well, is that, like, you know, bad things happen when a quiet man goes to war or whatever, right? Like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We know she has this ability to, like, rage and be angry and, like, raise her voice when it comes to that. It's weird that she would be like, you know, oh, I've tried nothing and I'm all out of ideas. Well, not
yeah,
like,
she's...
This does usually work for her. Like, the soft touch does usually work for Fluttershy with animals.
Yeah, Fluttershy is used to having to just be a centrist.
Yeah.
And suddenly she's dealing with people that don't just cave to centrism.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hate that the pony that I like most is the one that I call a centrist. Oh, that's not great. That's an insult. I'm sorry, Fluttershy, if you can hear me.
I'm not sure I would call her a centrist.
Bit of a wet blanket, though.
Yeah. Like, there are a lot of, like, things you could say about Fluttershy that are maybe not the nicest thing, but, you know.
Yeah.
She knows how to take a side in something. She's just usually, you know, doesn't speak up, and she's usually, like, doesn't assert herself.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's a better way of putting it.
Yeah. She often ends up endorsing the status quo through an action, even if she would prefer something else happen.
Yeah.
Which is a different issue, but it's one that's,
yeah,
IMO more understandable than simply thinking the status quo is good.
Yeah, I don't know, just the phrase of, like, I've tried everything I know, I've tried, like, begging, I've tried pleading, and I've tried, like, that just feels so centrist.
I would say, I've tried asking nicely, and that didn't work, and so I'm all out of ideas is more liberal, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Have we tried asking the fascists to stop? What do you mean that didn't work? That's not how it goes. Anyways.
I hope human world's doing better since we left.
Yeah. I hope they don't have any, like, terrible diseases or anything.
Yeah, that'd be horrible.
Yeah. But anyway, Twilight's like, oh, geez, you know, if we don't get this fixed in time, she has little, like, not flashbacks, she, like, imagines what could happen, which is, like, she imagines Princess Celestia shows up and then a big cloud of parasprites just carries her away.
Yeah, but, like, also with a lot of eating noises.
Yeah,
so, like, these parasprites are eating and carry. Yes, like, comrade parasprites eat the rich.
Yeah.
This is very good. But also, like, there are just a bunch of bugs that show up and eat / carry away your god princess. Like, that's a weird daydream to have.
I get it, right? Twilight is catastrophizing. I completely understand that she's in this spiral. Everything is, like... Everything is falling apart around her that she's been worried about, and so she assumes the worst, even if the worst probably couldn't actually happen.
Yeah, the worst, I don't think, would be the god princess being carried away by a bunch of bugs. I don't think that's the worst situation that could have happened here.
Yes, but I understand why Twilight would think that would happen, right? She's catastrophizing, yeah. I would do the same thing in her horseshoes.
It just feels like a weird catastrophe for her to visualize. Like,
the bugs might carry the president away.
Yeah. Like, I could see her catastrophizing in that, like, the bugs show up and really, like harass the princess, and the princess, like, angrily, like, tells Twilight she's not allowed to stay in the town anymore. Yeah. Like, Twilight, you fucked all this up, obviously. This has to be your fault, so you have to go back to Canterlot now.
Damn you, Twilight. There's too many orbs. What did I tell you about orbs?
You gotta... Look, Twilight, you gotta gaze at and respect a single orb at a time. There are too many orbs in this.
What, do you think I'm trying to run Destiny 2 here, Twilight? No. We have strict orb limits for a reason. We have this orbdenance for a reason, and it is to place a cap on the number of orbs.
Two cute, nuzzleable orbs per horse. We talked about this, Twilight.
Twilight, you know my feelings on orbs. You have heard all of my orb takes.
I think we just got the episode title.
Now the orbs are taking me, Twilight. I specifically did not request this.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
I'm being orb burgled, Twilight. What did I say about this? I'm anti-orb.
Twilight, why can't you control your orbs? Oh, it's such a mess, Twilight.
Twilight, what did I say about orbs? You heard my orb plan. When I was elected princess a zillion years ago, I told Equestria my 5-point orb plan.
Oh, I was sitting here waiting to cut in with 5 orb plan.
Unfortunately, my 5-point orb plan failed because orbs do not have points. But...
But I know why these Paris sprites are so cute. They can't be edgy.
Ah. Really makes you think. Really makes you ponder these orbs.
Yeah, it really makes you consider the sphere.
I'm rotating these orbs in my mind, which is easy because they don't look any different when you rotate them.
Yeah.
My orb score is through the roof.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm having trouble breathing. Fuck.
Aw.
Oh, God.
You need mouth to mouth, dear?
Maybe after.
Aw, okay. I'll make sure your head gets filled back up with air, dear.
Good. Yeah, that sounds good.
Happy to help.
And speaking of horses whose brains are full of air, Applejack gets to finally show up in the storyline now.
Yeah, so Twilight's like, okay, Fluttershy doesn't know what to do. She's tried being nice and she's all out of ideas. Applejack, you know how to herd things, right? And Applejack's like, yeah, let's herd these Paris sprites into one big ball and roll it out of town.
Yeah, I can't believe that their plan is a critter ball, TM.
Let's make a really big orb. Let's consolidate our problems from a lot of small orbs into one big orb that we can then get rid of.
Yeah. Orb consolidation?
Yeah. Everyone is trying to consolidate me into a big orb, and I keep telling them no thank you. But I appreciate what you're doing. Here down at Orb Consolidators, do you have a lot of small orbs? Do you have high interest orbs? We'll consolidate them into one big, more manageable orb.
The orb wrangling plan kind of works, though, honestly.
Yeah, so... Yeah, they all fly around and run around to, like, herd all the Paris sprites into a big ball that starts rolling downhill out of town. And Pinkie Pie's like, hey, I need your help to get some maracas. Yeah, I need you to stop doing this and get some maracas. And Twilight's like, Pinkie Pie, we're trying to get rid of these Paris sprites. And Pinkie's like, yeah, I know. That's why I need the maracas. And like, again, if she said one more sentence, we might get somewhere.
And like, to nail in a little bit more of just like how Pinkie Pie is not being a good defense for herself, when she says that she needs maracas, she like overemphasizes the word and also turns her head upside down. Which is a little fucked up, actually, Pinkie Pie. Yeah.
And this is around when we get... Irene Bedash says, Pinkie Pie, you are so random, which a very popular line in the fandom around the time.
I think this is the third time we've heard her say it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The different iterations of it has a lot of the same vibes as the way people say the phrase fucking Belmonts in the Castlevania anime. Like, it is a world of space between each iteration.
Mm-hmm. And, Rainbow Dash is kind of mad at her when she says this. And, so then they roll the big ball of Paris sprites out of town, and this seems to work until they go back to Fluttershy's place, and it's full of Paris sprites because she kept one.
Yeah. Rainbow Dash and Fluttershy also have a cool little high hoof thing that they do, mm-hmm. and it sticks out to me just because, like, they do it, and then Fluttershy just, like, looks down at her hooves and just, like, ouch. Like, Aw, you silly. You knew she would do this. You knew she would go too hard on this on this high five hoof situation thing.
You know she gets competitive. You know that, like, if she had hands, she would be the kind of person who tries to crush your hand when she gives you a handshake.
Yeah, I mean, we know that she is very fond of buzzer hoof shakes. Yeah. So, like, yeah, no, she's that kind of pony, Fluttershy. You should have seen that coming. Yeah.
Maybe she likes it.
Yeah.
So
that would explain a lot, actually, wouldn't it? Yeah.
So the wild thing is that, like, presumably this rodeo plan works.
Yeah.
But they don't do it again after this. Instead, Rainbow Dash makes a tornado that sucks up all the Paris Sprites. And,
She did utter the perfect sentence of time to take out the adorable trash, and I've never felt more seen.
Aww.
I almost think maybe I was actually witnessed in, like, a moment in the episode.
Rainbow Dash was calling you out. I think she was asking you out, dear.
I'm gonna have to go check now that reconstruction's mostly done.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Hey, Rainbow Dash, you remember quite some time ago when you may have been flirting with me? If so, do you want to follow up on that?
We were all kind of busy. Yeah. We seem to have gotten most of the hard labor out of the way, so maybe you want to, I don't know, go on a coffee date or something, Rainbow?
Yeah. Oh, it seems we're about to ask her on a coffee date where presumably you'll be making the coffee. Or maybe that's a good date. I don't know, it'd work on me.
Right?
It did kind of work on me.
Right. Like, as someone who's very bad at cooking, like, I can get into, like, people being like, hey, let's go out on a date, and oh, by the way, I made dinner.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe the date could be, like, going over to Squeeze's, like, smoothie stand, and then maybe coffee later.
Yeah, I get it. If I were trying to impress someone, or, like, the circumstances were right, I would make them Princess Grace's famous late-night hash browns.
Ah, yes. We'll have to put those on the menu, maybe. Yeah. Secret menu, at least.
Yeah. The problem is, if you do, I can only serve them when the sun is down. Otherwise, they're not late-night hash browns.
Ah, fair. I mean, if you talk to Celestia and Luna about it, I'm sure they could work something out.
Getting on the phone. All right, someone order the hash browns. Can you lower the sun for, like, an hour or so?
I know this really fucks with you, but, like, we did save you that one time, so...
And hell, if you want some, come on down. Like, you know, I make them in big batches, so, like...
Yeah?
I make an entire thing of hash browns at a time because I don't want to have to, like, refrigerate a partially hashed brown or anything, you know?
Mm-hmm. Weird admission. Because, like, hash browns are actually not... At least the area I grew up, like, weren't really a very Canadian thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we were more into just, like, mashing it instead. So, my brain, it took me into my 20s to actually finally learn the difference between, like, hash browns and hash brownies. I thought hash browns was just a short form for hash brownies. And I'm like, wait a second. I know a lot of my American friends were really, like, loved these things, but, like, they just sell them in, like...
Yeah, you can just...
Fast food chains?
Yeah, like, you can just go to a restaurant, have it with your omelet.
Yeah, like, it was a real weird experience when I saw it on a menu the first time, and I had to have it explained to me that, no, those were two different things.
Silly beans.
Look, I...
No, it's very cute, dear. You have to apologize. Come on. Don't worry, dear.
Yeah.
I'll make you some hash brown somethings later, if you ask nicely.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
But
for now, though, Rainbow Dash's, like, tornado plan seems to almost be working. Like, first plan was sphere, so now we gotta do cone, which is a slightly different geometric shape.
If this doesn't work, I think we're going to try cube.
Yeah, I think cube is probably going to be the third plan, but...
Like, we know the Twilight does have a pretty good cube score.
Yes.
No, wait, actually it's rings next, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. So this tornado was sucking up all the Paris Brights, I guess. And then...
Yeah, it's doing like a weird vacuum thing. Yeah. It's not how tornadoes do, but fine, whatever. Yeah.
And then Pinkie Pie shows up with some cymbals, and the tornado sucks those up. And then the big like metal plates are spinning around in there, and they hit Rainbow Dash, and I guess make the tornado fall apart.
Well, I mean, if you get hit in the face by a giant metal disc while you are flying fast enough to make a tornado, chances are that isn't going to do very well for you.
Yeah, or even if you have to, like, avoid them as you are trying to maintain this tornado.
Yeah, I also almost feel like I should have made a counter for how many times Rainbow Dash has run into a tree, because I think it's up to, like, 4 now. Mm.
She does love, well, I don't think she likes it, but she does do it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And if there's anything we know from the whole Applejack and the seesaw situation a little while ago, Rainbow Dash, if she hits one solid object, she's out for a while.
Yeah.
So
yeah, she goes pretty fast. I can see how like hitting really anything sturdy enough at speed would mess her up.
Yeah.
You really need to get this
kinetic force is like that.
Yeah, they need to get this horse some airbags or something.
Yeah.
By that I mean I think they should give Rainbow Dash breasts.
Hero was thinking, just what if they just made sure to extra fill her brain with bimbo gas in the morning?
I've offered, but she keeps saying no. Maybe I should ask harder.
Hmm. Well, look, if I go and have the nice date, and maybe she'll want to come back, and maybe we can have a nice conversation about some bimbo gas, like, over coffee.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, Raymond, can I put some, like, extra padding in your head or something? I think it would help you out a lot.
Like, maybe she just doesn't want to have that discussion, like, in the middle of the day when she's trying to do some, like, cloud work and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, like, if I was at my job and someone just walked by and was like, hey, do you want breast implants? Like, the answer may very well be yes, but it's a weird time to ask.
Yeah. That's fair.
I mean, also, if the pornography I've seen is accurate, you know, ponies tend to have crotch tits, but, you know. I don't think she would necessarily say no to a pair of bonus breasts. Bonus breasts.
Thank you. I was thinking it. I was wondering if I should finally try to do like an impression of this character I've never heard. Like, the thing is, like, I know it's from like Team Fortress 2 or whatever, but like all my, like, every time I have to think about that voice, my voice just, like, my brain just, like, is like in parentheses, like, Grace bonus voice. Because I don't know the original. It's just you.
I'm happy to help. I'm glad that, like, much like how I refuse to learn what Borat sounds like so that the phrase Borat voiced by wife is funnier, I am so glad that you have Grace voice bonus ducks in your head.
Yeah. It's also, I had the same thing for JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Mm-hmm. I watched an abridged series, like, 15 years ago, I think, from like the original run of the anime, and that's it. And I've forgotten most of it, other than like there's a guy punches a steamroller like hard enough that it deforms so it doesn't crush him. Like, that's all I got. And I really enjoy that is all the context I have for JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Yeah,
because this means I get to be like, here is a boy who is weirdly muscly and, like, overly rendered and in clothing that I would expect to find on a twink.
Yeah.
This is probably a JoJo. I don't know. This is a bizarre adventure, and I know nothing about it.
I like what I've seen of JoJo, but it's also very funny reading, like, plot summaries of it, because you get sentences like, funny Valentine fights hot pants. Sorry, President of the United States, funny Valentine.
Wait, no, actually there was one episode I saw, and I can sum that up really quick, because the person, one of my roommates at the time, was binging it, so I just like walked in on him watching it, and I just sat through the episode with him, and it was just the season's villain accidentally kills a cat and buries it in the yard, and then the cat takes over the plant that was over its corpse, so now it's a plant cat that can like shoot air bubbles into your fucking bloodstream and kill you with that.
Plant.
That was the entire episode. It was the villain dealing with this fucking plant cat.
Yep. Like, that's JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is like one of my favorite, like, it's very good at what it is, which is like You have two people with very powerful, very specific superpowers, and they have to fight each other. And that's good to me.
Sometimes I want to go find out more, but it's also very good to just accept that, like, this could just be a piece of media I just know nothing about, and that's fine. I kind of enjoy that. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good either way, no matter how much you know about it.
Yes. Yeah. The just seeing JoJo content with no, like, context or understanding is very good for my
soul.
Just
like how it's very funny that, like, a lot of the things are named after, like, ant people are named after, like, you know, bands and songs that the artist likes, but, and so when they localize it, they change them for copyright reasons, so Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap becomes Filthy Acts at a Reasonable Price.
What?
Yeah.
Like, I knew they made some, like, silly, like, riff names to avoid copyright. I did not realize they went, like, extremely literal to the point of just being, we pulled out a thesaurus and made bad jokes.
Yeah, like, White Snake becomes Pale Snake, stuff like that.
It's very good.
Anyways, we have a horse to talk about. Pinkie Pie.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to distract from this bad episode.
We're here to get distracted. The people are here because they like listening to us talk, I assume.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. We might not be the most foremost intellect on pony content.
Like, if they want to find out what happens in the episode, there are much easier ways to do that.
Just watch the episode, please, friends, please. If you're listening to this and you just listen to the show for us, don't watch this episode. Maybe watch a few of them, just to get some vibes of, like, how we're trying to explain this stuff and what actually goes on screen, because sometimes it's very hard to talk about.
I do.
It's very hard to even explain.
I am a little bit flattered that, you know, people listen to us but don't actually watch the show, and this is their only window into what's going on in Horse.
I guess it's kind of like me and looking at JoJo content and, like, only experiencing it, like, second and third hand. Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
Yeah, so basically Pinkie Pie's symbols get sucked up, and they throw Rainbow Dash off, her plan doesn't work, and then this kind of boils out to Pinkie's like, why is nobody listening to me? Pinkie Pie's because you're not saying anything!
Yeah, everyone's like, Pinkie Pie, why are you ruining our plans? And Pinkie Pie's like, oh no, the ruining is on the other hoof. I'm the ruinee.
Yeah, you're ruining my plan, which sure is correct, but, like, they're only doing it because they don't know what your plan is. If you would explain your plan, maybe they wouldn't ruin it. Maybe they would help, like you keep trying to ask them to do.
Right? Like, fuck, Pinkie Pie. Words! Use them!
Why is nobody reading my mind and then doing what I'm expected to do?
Right?
But anyways, we do get some good content, which is, we cut over to Ponyville, where the Paris Prize are just, like, wreaking havoc on the town.
The tornado throws them all into the air, so now it's just raining parasprites.
Yeah. Lyra and Bon Bon are having some cake together, but they don't actually get to enjoy the cake because the cake gets eaten by parasprites.
Yeah. I mean, Carrot Top is the one who has her, like, entire garden ruined.
It's not Carrot Top. It's some other pony with, like, a vest on. I remember thinking it was weird it wasn't Carrot Top, but...
Okay. I saw Orange Horse in all the carnage, and I was like, isn't that Carrot Top?
Yeah, she hasn't had the orange hair, I don't think.
I mean, she only had the... I still think she should have had green to be more like a carrot.
Because that's what the top of a carrot looks like.
Yeah, we had this conversation already. But
We can't litigate, like, what color carrots are and why it's weird that we say someone is a carrot top when they have orange hair. It makes sense. Carrots are orange, but anyways.
Yeah. Twilight gets a brilliant idea. Yeah.
I will cast a spell to make them not eat food.
Which, like, holy shit, Twilight. That's just a spell you got. Like, you just have that one. Like, you're like, oh, I know a spell. I can just make people not eat food
anymore. I know
anymore.
A spell that makes parasprites not want to eat food. Which is, like, you could just do that?
Yeah, she just, like puts her hooves down, shoots out some rhombuses, and we're good to go.
I thought they
go.
Were rings.
A ring is a rhombus,
no,
right?
No, a rhombus is like a diamond shape.
Oh, I'm thinking Taurus. Yeah. Because I want to do the silly name for the shape rather than, like, the more common one, and I did the wrong fucking shape.
Aw. It's okay, Beansteer. You're not here in Horseland to learn shapes.
I'm here to talk podcast, be cute, and flirt.
Yeah.
Sip hot drink and try not to lie.
Yeah, so for you geometry fans at home, Big Orb didn't work. Cone didn't work.
Big Orb worked.
Yeah, Big Orb worked, but they didn't try it again for some reason. It's weird that they only try ideas once, but this is how TV shows work. I think a lot about the one Simpsons episode where, like, Maggie is locked in the bathroom, and, like, they try the coat hanger to get her out to, like, you know, undo the lock from the inside. That doesn't work. Homer just pokes all around the place and knocks stuff over. They try knocking it down, and then, like, they're doing something else. Lisa walks in from off-screen holding Maggie, and she's like, I did the coat hanger again. I don't know why we only try ideas once.
Yeah. So Big Orb worked, but didn't catch everything, because Fluttershy hit one of them.
So, like, they could have just done Orb again, but, like, whatever.
Yeah.
So
they try Cone, and Cone gets interrupted by Disc, so they decide to do Tauruses. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, so Cone faces mortal enemy, the Disc.
A pair of them, even. Yeah. The Cone didn't stand a chance.
It got double-teamed. It took some sections of the Cone. Yeah, and Twilight tries rings, and that works insofar as the Parasprites stop eating food, but they do start eating, like, buckets and houses and everything else.
Yeah, I'm really glad we'd moved the podcasting equipment into the basement, because most of our house got destroyed by Parasprites.
Yeah, they skeletonized our house, ate a lot of our shit.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't eat our shit, they ate a lot of our belongings.
Yeah, thankfully all, like, the coffee beans and food and stuff was still around, but yeah,
They ate the words out of the books.
Yeah, that's a weird one, right? Like, they slurp up words like spaghetti.
Yeah, I mean, okay, this is a deep cut, but did you ever read that, like, that one novel where it's like a worm that eats words, and if it eats a word, that thing disappears, like, it stops existing?
Oh, is that where they got the idea for the Voidfish from Adventure Zone?
Possibly. I never listened to the Adventure Zone. Yeah, the Word Eater is the name of the book.
Yeah, in Adventure Zone, it's if the Voidfish eats songs, and the things the songs are about, just the world forgets. Mm-hmm. Really good way of just, like, erasing some fucking horrifying monstrosities. It's a whole thing. It's actually, like, if you don't mind listening to four cis boys who are generally okay about queer topics, actually, saying they're playing D&D and then not doing so.
That is the best way to play
D&D. It's a good podcast. Yeah.
A strange game. Like, the only winning move is not to play.
Look, they do have the Amnesty arc where they just play Monster of the Week instead, and I think that is possibly some of their best content ever. And one of the player characters for that is a bisexual. She's wonderful. She's great. Anyway.
Yeah, so Twilight casts her food not eat spell. It doesn't, well, it works, but, like, it doesn't help. It really just makes things worse.
It does the letter of the spell, not the spirit of the spell.
Which, I mean, really you should have expected, but what are you gonna do?
Yeah, Rainbow gets really sassy with this one. It's really good. Like, yeah.
Like, there's a lot of good faces in this episode that's hard to talk about, but, like, and they're very expressive at this one. It's very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after all that mess, I'd swung by the apple orchard, and, like, they'd made a barricade with some a table and their carts and stuff, and they were, like, really ready to fight off those Parasprites away from the, you know, orchard, and instead the Parasprites just went and ate their entire fucking house.
Yeah, they ate the barn, and, let's be honest here, I'm not sure the barricade would have helped. Like, it was a valiant effort, but, like, the Parasprites can fly, right? They can move in three dimensions.
Yeah, like, it's... At least they fucking tried. Yeah. Like, Applejack's ball plan. Fuck! Applejack's... I, as someone who appreciates Applejack's balls... Yeah. Appreciates Applejack's balls plan. But, like, the barricade was, like, a last-ditch effort, and, like, you gotta at least commend that they tried.
Yeah, like, they tried, they, like, they were wearing, like, pots on their heads, they were holding, you know, rakes and stuff. You know, she was ready to go down with a fight, as opposed to Rarity, who, like, oh no, they're going to eat my clothes! Every pony for herself!
Yeah, Rarity just had a panic attack, and fucked everything up.
Yeah, so Rarity runs back to the Carousel Boutique to see the Paris Brights eating her clothes, and Pinkie Pie runs in to, like, grab a flute, and then leaves.
Yeah. Which, I don't think we ever see that flute again, so that's just really rubbing salt in the wounds.
Yeah, that didn't even seem to wind up in her fetish contraption. She just maybe wanted a flute.
Yeah. I mean, fair. Yeah. That's pretty cool. I say, as someone who, when I had fingers, at least tried to play the flute for a bit.
Hey, babe. Hey, you want to play my, my skin flute, dear?
Always.
Good girl.
Hey, fuck. I mean...
Aww.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You reminded me of one of my favorite, like... It's a My Little Pony porn comic, but, it's just so good. There's this one mental image that's very good, and it's, the conceit is that Twilight got possessed by some evil force, and she's doming Princess Luna, and, she orders Luna to give her a blowjob, and, Luna, being somewhat naive after being trapped in the moon for 1,000 years, puts her mouth over Twilight's cock and literally blows, like, her cheeks inflate.
Oh, I think I know what comic
you're talking
about. It's very
cute. It's very good. Yeah. And then, like, Twilight's, like, making fun of her for it. And she's like, you know, I am a princess. I know how to give a blowjob. What does not suck while giving a blowjob?
Fuck, that's right.
And then it gives it...
It's rare to find a porn comic that has, like, staggeringly good writing, but that was definitely one of
them. Yeah, it's a setup for, like, a really good scene of, like, Twilight, like, no, come on, princess. Put your mouth on it. And, like, you know, try to give a blowjob. It's pretty hot. But, like... The one panel of, like, Luna blowing into the cock and her cheeks inflating and it just, the sound effects is stuck in my mind. It's very good.
very, very good. Maybe when I get better at drawing again with a horn, I might make comics again. Yeah. It's been years. It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. We go back to the library at this point, I believe.
Yeah, this is where we find the sprites, like, slurping up words and stuff, which is...
They don't eat the books, but they eat the ink off the page for some reason.
It's...
This applies the books are food, but ink is not.
Yeah. Right? I actually love that my notes Grace, please explain. And you already did. We had the conversation about the worm and stuff, but, like... Yeah, I wouldn't...
What are books, if not paper sandwiches?
Right? And really, when you want a sandwich, you're just going for the filling, not the bread. That's a lie.
Yeah. Like, the
good bread makes a wonderful sandwich.
Yeah, and bad bread can ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if the bread is books, you're in for a difficult chew.
Ladies, if your boy's spine be real straight, and both sides of him be just hardcover... That ain't your boy. That's a book.
Our relationships post. My boyfriend is a paperback. Please advise.
Someone in the replies. Highest rated. Get him some Viagra.
I love my spiral bound wife.
Very good.
Wait, no, that's a hypno kick flirt. That makes sense.
Yes, I... Hi, hello.
You're very good, dear. Being bound by my words and my... Whatever I put in front of your face.
Look. It's a good existence, okay?
Aw. Flatter me, dear.
Yeah.
Oh.
We also get to... In the episode, we get to go meet, like, Zakura again. Yeah. Which is nice. Yeah. And she's still uncredited, which ain't so good. But, you know, whatever.
Twilight runs out to Zakura's house. Zakura is, like... balancing on her head on a stick.
Yes, it's fucking impressive, honestly.
And then Twilight, like, rushes in and knocks her over. All right, I talked over you.
Yeah, doesn't even knock on the door, just, like, slams the door open. Like, goddammit, Twilight. Zakura could have been doing stuff that you can't show up on a kid's show.
Yeah.
You can't just storm into people's houses like that, Twilight.
Like, Twilight, like, how would you feel if you were doing something and, like, someone burst into your house and started yelling at you, huh? Like... you were annoyed enough that Spike, like, exists in your house while you're trying to read. Like, do unto others, Twilight.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a perfect ethical rule, but it's a basic principle that, like, perhaps would help you be more polite in this instance. And then, like, Sakura is, like, understandably mad at her for this, and Twilight's like, hey, my town is being eaten by weird little orbs, which, like, Twilight, you know they're called parasprites. Like, but, and then Sakura's like, oh, you have parasprites? You're doomed. Sorry.
Yeah, like, the thing is, Pinkie Pie calls them parasprites right at the start, and then everyone fucking forgets, like, everyone just forgets that Pinkie Pie said it, and Sakura's like, is that a parasprite I see? And Twilight's like, I don't know, maybe. And Sakura's just like, ah, cool, hey, my non-racist anymore friend, you're fucked.
Yeah, it's very good. Like, Sakura's, like, kind of smug about it, like, yeah. I don't have to deal with this shit, yeah. Like, you know. Bye.
I'm out here in the Everfree Forest, like, go fuck yourself. you just came storming into my house, again, to demand my help, again.
Yeah, she's like,
fuck
bye.
You.
Yeah, fuck off. And then, when we get back to Ponyville, Twilight has snapped. She's like, okay, so, Rainbow Dash, you distract them. And Rainbow Dash is just getting chased. She's screaming, like, alright, good. Everyone else, Princess Celestia will be here in 30 seconds. We need to build an exact replica of Ponyville over there.
Yeah, which is a beautiful
line.
Yeah,
it's very good. It's very Blazing Saddles of her. And, And, like, she's just sitting there, like, her maid is, like, messed up, her eyes don't quite work right, she's got this, like, weird little smile, like, she's lost it, it's very good.
Yeah.
And then...
Again, this show has, like, a little bit of a... I don't know if I like that this is a depiction of, like, a mental break.
Yeah.
It's not... Like, it's not great, but also, like, I get what they're going for. And,
like...
For the comedic punch of what they're doing, it's good.
Yeah, and... This is, for better or for worse, something Twilight has done before and will do again, is, like, she has to solve the problem, but eventually, like, she will be at her wit's end and start, like, continue trying to solve the problem, but try increasingly more desperate and ill-advised things. Like, where a reasonable person would, like, cut their losses and, like, okay, how are we going to explain this to the princess? She, you know, she is bargaining, she's pleading, she is, like, yeah. You know, trying every possible thing at her disposal, which is understandable.
Yeah. It's a valid, valid attempt, at least.
Yeah, like, Lesson Zero is one of the better episodes of the series, or one of the more memorable ones, because it's this taken to its logical conclusion. But, in the meantime, this is where Pinkie Pie shows up with her one pony band situation.
Yes, which has a harmonica, a tuba, cymbals, a banjo, and an accordion, which is all five instruments that she asks for, but, like, the flute's not there, maracas aren't there, the trombone she started with isn't there, like...
Yeah, the cymbals aren't there, maybe they got lost.
They're on her legs, there we go. Like, she got... But they're much smaller than the ones she had before, so she had different cymbals.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe, you know, she got those, and, like, wait, I can't walk with these on. And then,
maybe the solution is supposed to have multiple ponies, and the reason that her thing is so weird as a contraption is that, like, no one wanted to help her. I can't imagine why.
Yep. And, it really makes you think that, like, maybe this one pony band thing wasn't necessary if she had asked for specific help and told them why.
Yeah.
But, basically, this starts, like, Pied Pipering all the parasprites away. They like, get into a nice single file line and follow her around and away from town.
Just as Celestia is showing up.
Yep, and Celestia shows up, the main five, like, all bow to her, and then, Twilight's like, oh, hi, princess, God, it feels weird to call someone else that. Usually it's other people calling me princess.
Right?
Yeah, you know, was there much traffic?
Which is great when you're on a flying fucking chariot.
Yeah, it's a good line, and, like, the faces of this are really good. It's hard to put into words, but, like, there's a very good expression during all this.
Yeah, there's a very, like, triangle-shaped smile that that Twilight does through a lot of this scene, and I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and all the other ponies are doing varying levels of, like, can you believe this, or what? Or, uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah, sure, please don't turn me inside out with your mind.
Yeah. But it turns out Celestia can't stay too long. She's just here to say hi and go because it turns out Philadelphia has a infestation problem. Huh.
Yeah, this big orb full of weird bugs rolled into town.
So we gotta go. I gotta go deal with that. So I can't come see how Ponyville's doing. Yeah.
But she does you organized a parade for me. That was nice. Even though the parade is like clearly of Pinkie Pie and a bunch of bugs.
Yeah, and the bugs are slowly bouncing their way out of town. And like Princess Celestia also has a very good like I have no words to talk about what I'm seeing right now. And she's just watching them go by. It's the thing that makes it perfect comedy for me is that the boys who pull the chariot in the back don't react.
Yeah.
They don't even look up. Like, they're looking forward at the start of the scene, and then we get some close-ups, and then, like, later, they're just kind of looking back over their shoulders instead. Like, they are so bored and uninterested by everything going on in front of them.
It's hey, is that perfect. A town that just got eaten? Whatever. I'm not paid enough to care.
Yeah.
It's...
I'm here to be royal guard, and by that I mean I'm literally the princess's taxi. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm not paid to look at things or acknowledge things other than the princess telling me to go places.
I'm not paid to think. I'm paid to golden twink.
I'm paid to look just like this other guy, and that is it.
Yeah.
And then...
You don't want to know how much fucking mane dye I need to use every goddamn morning to look identical.
This is my dress, coat, and mane. If the princess sees any roots, I will be executed, and I will deserve it.
Oh, yeah, they will.
And then, Celestia's like, oh, before I go, do you have any, a friendship report for me? Do you have anything to tell me about friendship that you learned about? And Twilight's like, huh? What? Huh? And then
there's like the camera pans and like zooms in on Pinkie Pie, just looking very tired with her one horse band.
Yeah.
And Celestia just saying, haven't you learned anything about friendship? Like,
I guess I learned something about listening to your friends when they're trying to tell you things. And then, and then like they go have this whole heart to heart about like with like Pinkie and Twilight and everyone. And Twilight's like, oh, well, you know, we should have listened to you, even though we didn't know what you were saying. And, like, Pinkie's like, I was trying to tell you. No, she wasn't.
Yeah, but she also, like, says the thing of, like, oh, girls, it's okay. Sometimes I don't understand me. And it's like, Pinkie Pie, God damn it.
Like, don't give them a pass. You were right. Well, no, you weren't. But, like, that's a weird thing to say. Because it's admitting that they were right to ignore you because they think you're crying wolf because you didn't communicate clearly.
Yeah, like, both sides of this whole equation fucked up. And you're, like, brushing off of their guilt in this is not even the problem.
Yeah, like, if someone had asked, like, hey, Pinkie Pie, why do you say you need a trombone? Well... Twilight kind of does earlier, where, like, as soon as Pinkie Pie sees the Paris Bride and says she needs a trombone, and Twilight's like, a trombone? And Pinkie Pie is like, yeah, you know, and then she pantomimes playing a trombone, which is pretty... It's a good scene, but, like... Again, it would have been like, no, Pinkie Pie, why do you need a trombone? What does that have to do with this?
Yeah.
But then, like, Pinkie Pie's like, oh, do they need me in Philadelphia? You know, have to, but we'll travel. And then Twilight's like, no, I'm sure Celestia has it.
But, like, Celestia didn't know what Paris Brights were, or else she would have reacted to the parade of them. So, no, Celestia don't have it.
Like, maybe they should have told the princess who's right there, like, hey, if they really are infested with these things, like, I don't know, maybe we should at least tell her that, like, oh, yeah, you need all this, and maybe play this specific song.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell.
And then the end of the episode is being like, oh, you know, and that's every... Well, at least the Paris Brights are dealt with, and the problem is over. Then it pans over to the town that's been eaten, and then Pinkie Pie gets out her trombone and goes, womp, 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 womp.
And then gets stoned to fucking death for it. I mean, no, she doesn't, but, like, goddamn. Hi, everyone's livelihoods are ruined, Pinkie Pie. Yeah. Including yours. We don't need sad trombone from you, thank you.
Yeah, But also, if that happened, you were holding a trombone, the temptation to do it would be immense.
See, I don't know how to play a trombone.
Me neither.
So.
But...
Alright.
I know, if you had a... If that happened and you had a button... Well, it's funnier if you do it with a real trombone.
Yeah. I don't think if you had, like, a button to make the noise, it would be okay. But I guess if you were holding a trombone, knew how to play it, and it just seemed thematically right, fine.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, anyone who had any complaint with you doing it is 100%
Yeah, it's just
right.
Like how if you have a drum set in front of you, and the opportunity arises for you to do the, ba-dum-tsh, you might as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
And that's the episode, baby. It's an extremely frustrating one, and again, it's fascinating to see, like, the difference between what the show's moral actually is and what the show thinks its moral is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how different they
are. Yeah, because this has happened before, where, like, the thing Twilight says the moral of the story is pretty different from what it was actually saying.
Yeah. Like, there are times where, like, we actually get, a really good moral that's just not the one Twilight says. This is just, like, we had a bad, just badly executed moral, and it's not even the one Twilight said it was, and just, it's just bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just bad. But hey, we got the house put back together, we helped most of our neighbors do the same. It's been a busy few weeks. Mm-hmm. It's starting to snow out there, so we got it done just in time.
Yeah, now we can be nice and warm inside, appreciate each other's company,
yeah.
Nice warm horse, nice warm cup of coffee.
Exactly. Ah. Yeah, we get to open the cafe in a few days. That'll be nice.
Help keep us busy.
Have everyone in Ponyville have a fucking nice thing to do. After all the work, I mean, like, other places will be opening again soon.
Yeah.
Man, this would be a really weird conversation to be having if the, human world had a, weird pandemic going on that, like, got a new bad spike recently.
Yeah. Yeah. Fortunately, now that we've been vaccinated against parasprites, we can all go back to work.
Aha! Yeah! We don't need any form of... insect distancing.
Me, I got my orb vaccine. Now I can't play basketball anymore.
Okay, all right. But new name for GRS is orb vaccine.
Doc, I want you to remove any orb you find on me. Wait, shit, fuck my eyeballs.
Oh no!
Ah, damn it! I should have been more specific.
Ah, shucks. I say with my empty eye sockets.
Ah, well.
What can you do?
Yeah. Maybe I should get some eye cubes or something.
Yeah. That might be safe. Some eye rhombuses.
Ah, yes.
Just bring it right around.
Well, that about everything?
Yeah.
Can we sign off?
Yeah, I think that's everything.
All right. Really, we were hit by a horse trucking at Isekai into Equestria. I have been the internet's beloved Graceful Spark. You can find my writing, programs, podcast posts, and merch, and everything else that's fit to plug at princess.software. Beans, darling, where can we find you?
As ever, I'm the one behind the Twitter, the Horse Isekai Twitter account, and I can also be found at Draco's Art. I am most of the way through setting up a website, and then the whole holidays thing rolled around, and I'll get back to that.
Yeah. As always, you can email us. Well, you can email us, then it will turn into a letter somehow and find its way to us at mail@isekai.horse. And until next week, folks, follow your dreams. Mwah.
Goodbye.